Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Buzz. Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, it's Tap Time with Bryce Nall and Scott Parton, presented by New Province Brewing. Now, here are your Tap Time tenders of the mic, Bryce Nall and Scott Parton.
We're just sitting here shooting the breeze and drinking beer. Mike, Scott, Bryce, and a few friends. We got ales, lagers, and IPAs, so I think you better bring me a brew. It's Tap Time, we got an hour to get through. It's Tap Time, coming at you live. Tap Time, talking that job. Tap Time, give us a call. Tap Time, it's like we're drinking with y'all.
What's up, Scott?
Football.
Football. No, I see the sign. 2 days until Razorback football.
This is wild.
I know we're not a sports show, but we are in a sports station.
Sports and beer go together.
They do,
well.
Absolutely. Any predictions?
I'll go 8 wins for the Hogs. I'm going to go 8 wins for the Hogs and 8 wins for ASU.
Yeah, that's good.
That's what I'm going.
I did a little thing at work where we do a thing every year, and I was debating, and I was kept wanting to do 5-7, which I'm a realistic Hog fan, but I centered on 6-6 to get us bowl eligible. Right. I hope I'm wrong.
Get the beers. But we've got ASU beer, which you didn't bring for me.
I forgot. There was a Soul and Spirits in Memphis.
Howlin'.
Howlin', Howlin'.
Oh, was that it last year?
Yeah, Howlin'.
Very nice pilsner, super drinkable.
Last year they were the official craft brewery of A-State. I don't believe they're still the official craft brewery, but they still have rights to use the logos and make a beer for A-State.
I bet it still tastes great, so I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
Hey, one of our friends, I don't know if he's one of your friends, one of my friends, you probably know him. Everybody knows Wes Alexander at Marshall Brewing in Tulsa. I saw they posted this week. Yeah, Wes, such a great guy. I mean, he used to come here all the time. Mm-hmm. And we don't even get Marshall anymore, I don't believe, in the state. But they're sponsoring Tulsa's college beer this year.
The Hurricane,
they posted
that's
something.
Pretty cool.
That's great.
Well, and you're seeing a thing, lot yeah. of local. I mean, you do have the Goat Lab up in Northwest, and
I still haven't even tried that. I don't know why I haven't tried it.
I believe they still brew a beer, and then I've seen a lot of small breweries attach themselves, which is the way to go, especially if depending on what those sponsorships cost and everything.
And they're usually just light, sessionable kind of lagers. You don't want to get too fancy if you're. You don't want
that
9% triple IPA for your tailgate party.
No, absolutely not. That Howlin' from Soul and Spirits there in Memphis, they have a Jonesboro connection. They're all from Jonesboro.
Shout out to Soul and Spirits.
We brought a few cases in. We did not bring that in last year.
I had to drive Jonesboro to get it.
Did you?
Well,
I'm sorry. Or Memphis.
Paragould. Yeah,
I think you did. I bring you some?
No, I went to Paragould, Arkansas, and picked up a couple six packs at the party store where I used to go when I was in college.
We got Arkansas State next weekend, so that should start hitting the market this week. And if they don't have it, if it's somewhere you shop, go ask for it.
See, we could have done a side-by-side tasting
comparison
of the two beers on the – oh, man, we blew that. I Let's just pretend like we're doing
it. I had full-fledged you that I was going to bring some, and I completely forgot.
But the rain threw me off today. I did bring us a beer to drink.
That is good.
New Story Brewing in Tulsa, Oklahoma. A new brewery there. Like, they don't have enough in Tulsa. They've got a lot.
They do.
And they're great. I love them. These guys are new. It's a dark Mexican lager they make. Really neat.
How was the beer fest at the ballpark?
That was kind of a neat idea. It was just four local breweries. It was a, I'll give you a quick summary. They do it before their ball game. They do it about three times a year. You pay an extra $20 for the ticket, and you get in about 2 hours early. Four or five breweries set up on the concourse just giving out samples. It always goes to a good fund. The breweries donate the beers. It went to a dog rescue association. There were dogs wandering around you could adopt, which is a bad idea to go drink and adopt dogs because I'm going to end
up. It wasn't firework night, was it?
It was firework night.
Yes,
and I laughed about that, but I assume the dogs were all out of there by then.
We got to talk to Sophie over the Travelers about maybe doing some sort of pregame beer event.
I told her about this one.
Yeah.
It was pretty well attended. I would say there were 200 people, so at $20 a pop, they raised I don't want to math that out, embarrass myself on the air. $4,000. Yeah. So,
hey, that's,
and that all went to that dog rescue, and some of the dogs probably got rescued. It was a neat little thing.
That's cool.
So, yeah, I would love to see that. But, you know, what I thought was sometimes if you do that, then everybody's just going to be drunk when the game starts. But I didn't see one single person.
Were they
drunk.
Pouring
everybody
full
was,
size beers?
No, they
or
were
they're
just
like a beer
samples.
Fest.
We were all just standing around talking. Nobody got it was kind of a neat idea, and they had it under pretty good control.
Got
now,
a good
later in the game,
show
I
tonight.
Got an excellent show.
We got and Larry McAllister is on hold. I'm fixing to come to him. He's listening to us. But we got a new brewery that is opening up in Northwest Arkansas, in Lowell to be exact.
A new pub.
Brew pub. Yes.
Slash
brewery.
Public.
Yeah,
house.
Public house. And I've been seeing it a while on Facebook. And we chatted this week during our pre-production meetings, which is basically just a phone call between, usually text, between me and you. What do we got this week?
Pre-production.
What
do we want to,
that
we're going to call
good.
That a pre-production meeting. I like that.
That was good, right?
We sound very efficient.
Yeah. And we thought about Larry. I'd asked you, have you heard about this new brewery? And you were like, no, I haven't. And I was like, I sent it to you. And you were hey, I know this guy.
Well, I'd seen the Fermentary. I'd seen their opening on. But I guess I wasn't picking up immediately that it was going to be a brew pub. But then I remember John Lee had told me that. I know John and Larry know each other. And he had said that, and I'd just totally forgotten.
So anyway, joining us tonight is Larry McAllister with the Fermentary Public House in Lowell. Larry, how you doing, man?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Oh,
we're doing great. I don't know, Larry. I've met you a time or two in Little Rock, but somehow we are Facebook friends, and which Scott and I were discussing that too. I was like, I don't know that I've ever met him, but somehow
I've
we're Facebook
met you,
friends.
Larry, and somehow we weren't Facebook friends. I felt like we were at some point, so I don't know how that happened, but I immediately recognized you.
For quite a while though, there.
Well, you were a brewer at JJ's originally, correct? Is that right?
No, my partner was.
So, did you say you used to live down here, Larry?
I did. Yeah, I was part of CAF for a while. Yeah.
Okay, so we probably have crossed paths in the last 10 to 15 years somewhere in central Arkansas.
Bryce is probably drunk.
I probably had a drink or two or 10. So I got to ask, because I ask a lot of people this. Did you wake up one day and just decide you want to open a restaurant and brewery?
That's how it goes, right?
Yeah. We've all had that dream. Very few of us actually do that. Give us a little bit of your background, Larry. You're up in Northwest Arkansas, but how'd you get into beer?
Funny story. I grew up like everybody else. I just liked to drink whatever was available, Miller Lite, Bud Light, all that kind of stuff. And I came up to Northwest Arkansas one year and went skydiving, just trying to knock something off the bucket list. I went to a place called 28 Springs, and I'll never forget, I was sitting down with some friends, and I drank a beer from Eagle Flynn called Bible Belt. And I was like, what is this? And they were like, it's beer. I was like, wait, this is beer? It's not beer. Because this tastes way better than the stuff that I've been drinking before. And so they're like, no, yeah, that's beer. So I ordered another one, which was called Even More Jesus, also by Eagle Flynn.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So I started falling in love with Imperial Stouts right off the bat. And I was like, these are great, man. And so the problem was it was starting to turn into summer. And so, of course, those Imperial Stouts go out of production during summer months. And they switched to the lighter beers and stuff like that. And I was like, well, you know, I'll just, whatever, you know, it can't be that bad. I'll just brew one myself. And so I've got a kit, and the rest is kind of history. It's like I started brewing stouts that I wanted to drink in summer because I'm kind of a rebel. But then joined the Central Arkansas Fermenters, and my wife and I got into it pretty big. We had one People's Choice at Little Rocktober Fest several years in a row. And so we were like, okay, well, I guess we're pretty good at this. And then right before moving up to Northwest Arkansas, I became a certified beer judge, and I'm such a snob, I can't help it. So
once again, Scott, just somebody way smarter than me and you.
Yeah, that's why my brewing was never good. So you're BJCP?
Yeah, BJCP certified judge. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's good. That's a good thing to have. You see a lot of people opening the breweries, and Bryce and I were stalking on y'all earlier, reading some articles, and Bryce noticed that one of y'all has a Siebel.
Your partner, Jennifer.
Yeah.
So,
you know, that's not like sometimes a home brewer will say, I'm going to just open a place. That's another level. You guys are, you know, and the ones that are just homebrewers often knock it out of the park. I'm not saying they don't, but it sure is nice to hear that you've really got a lot of good palates there and some good experiences.
Tell us a little bit about the fermentary. You guys just open, or you're going through some training sessions, but you guys are current, and we'll talk beer, what you guys plan to do in second segment, but currently y'all don't have beer available that you guys are making, but what was the inspiration between kind of like the pub, the public house that you guys have decided to open?
Yeah, so my wife and I traveled to Europe quite a bit. In fact, my favorite place to drink beer is in Bruges. But I decided to come back and into the U.S. and say, what's wrong with beer? Because I like how everything is evolving with craft beer in the United States, but I don't like maybe necessarily the way that we're approaching it. Like, hey, there's this place that's out in the middle of nowhere. Let's just go to this place, or this place that's in the middle of downtown. And if you go to Europe, it's more like, hey, there's this place in the middle of a freaking neighborhood, and it's awesome. Yeah. So that's kind of the feel that we wanted to try to create, and that's why we went with a public house style.
Well,
to go into our pub.
It's your local tavern almost, so.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you got it.
Well, that's kind of that. We talk about this all the time. It's kind of that know your role. Like, if you're not opening up, and you're already not saying, hey, we're going to be as big as Boulevard someday.
Yeah,
you're already opening up knowing where your place is right now. If it expands, it expands. Mm-hmm. If it doesn't, you make the neighborhood happy, and you can make a good living, make good beers that everybody in your neighborhood likes. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we picked a great spot. It's right beside the bike trail, too, so people can pop in. So that's kind of story of us. We Jennifer and I had different ideas about the breweries that we wanted to open, and then we came together, and it's sort of a perfect marriage, because I come from the home brewer background, and she comes from big commercial beer, like big beer. So she knows big systems and how to scale things, and so it's like, hey, she's leaning on my palate, I'm leaning on her expertise to make the beers perfect. And so it's kind of a match made in heaven.
Well, and I think so, because what I think you probably would agree with, too, is being a home brewer, brewing on a 10, a 5, a 2, a 1, a 2, 3-barrel homebrew system is completely different than brewing on a 15 or 30 barrel system. And that's why I've seen a lot of guys that make great beer decide they want to open a brewery, and the beer is sometimes can just be mediocre because it's the scale up. Well, and I'm not dissing anybody. It's just the scale up is completely different than brewing 5, 10, 20 gallons at the house.
Exactly, yeah. And it takes years to dial that in, right?
So exactly. And I think that's, like you said, a marriage made in heaven almost with you guys of somebody that's got great brewing experience in yourself, but somebody that has true commercial brewing experience.
Beer heaven. Marriage made in beer heaven.
Yeah.
At least. Well, good. I'm looking forward to coming out and checking it out when the beers get flowing. We'll talk about your brewery house itself and your equipment, et cetera, next segment. But tell us what you got going on right now. I know you guys have opened, or was that just a kind of a soft open, or are you actually completely open now for people to come check it out?
Yeah, we are completely open. The restaurant is, the pub side is completely open. And that's another thing that we decided on, too, is like, are we going to serve other beers? I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, because we're not afraid of big macro beers. We'll serve domestics because we want people to have the opportunity to, if you're comfortable with Miller Lite, we've got Miller Lite, you know.
Yeah.
Also, here's our light lager if you want to try it. You know, like, we're not afraid of that. So,
well, I like that concept.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite local breweries up there? I'll put you on the spot to throw a few out, but I know you drink at a few of the breweries up there. This is your chance to throw a plug at some of them.
Yeah, well, I got to throw a plug to John. But I'm drinking his year 7 barrel-aged barley wine right now, which I'm stacked some of those back.
New Province,
the
happen to be our sponsor, so that was well played. Yeah. And I did not, I wasn't leading
y'all. Didn't have this have a pre-production meeting?
No, we did not.
Well, New Province?
No.
Well, that's not far from y'all there. I'm
trying
to 25 think
minutes.
Y'all
Lowell
are
is
at.
Just outside of Fayetteville.
Yeah,
you pass
just
Springdale.
North of Fayetteville, almost to the Amp. Is that
kind
of? Yeah, it's almost, we're a couple exits down from the Amp.
Okay, all right.
You know
New Province is great, and I also like, I got to give a shout-out to my Bentonville friends, Bill Brewing, and also Sean Flape over at The Crisis. They've all helped us out tremendously in our journey here. So,
all right, Larry, we're going to go to break. I'm going to put you on hold. I hope I'm good enough. I don't cut you off, so if I do hang up on you, you can just call right back.
He's going to cut you off.
When we come back... I want to talk about maybe some inspiration or some beers you guys are, I'm assuming you're already planning to brew. So you're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Razorback football returns to War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock for an in-state battle against Arkansas State on Saturday, September 6th. Tailgating, the Hog Walk, running through the A, and much more returns to the capital city for the 77th season. Experience game day in the Rock by securing your tickets today at ArkansasRazorbacks.com or by calling the Hogs at 800-982-HOGS.
For over 30 years, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has been Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters and the only stop for all your truck parts and accessories. If it goes on a truck, Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse has got it. And that includes upgrading your truck with Vortex spray liners. Tough, durable, proudly made in the USA. Their spray liners can protect your truck for years to come. Call Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse at 501-568-0040 to schedule your spray. Or stop by 65th and University.
Clint Sterner joins Justin and DJ in the zone to talk a little football, courtesy of Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram in Benton. Shop online at chriscranecars.com. It's Clint Sterner in the zone on your fun and game station, 103.7 The Buzz.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock. Did you hear about a beer on tap time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Beer check. Certified Angus beef? Check. Swift All Natural pork? Check. House-made brats? Check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage. A sweaty ass as a lemonade will be nice. Of a spice from the top to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, bar cross. Got the bait on a bum for G. I got some icing. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of them. It's martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden. Bring your own beverage. It's me, so it's cold. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
You getting in the pool this weekend, Scott?
It is too cold.
Does your water drop from warm to now it's too cold?
It was overflowing today.
Well, I hadn't been home yet.
I
so
had to
I would,
do a little backwashing.
I have not been home yet today, so I'm assuming about 9 o'clock tonight when I get home, I'm going to be out there draining a little pool water. I can tell you what I'm doing Saturday, though.
Well, Saturday's going to be nice. Football,
Saturday's
80,
nice. I may not get in the pool, but I'm going to get around the pool. I may have a TV out by it, but first thing I'm going to do is get up Saturday morning. I'm going to go check out my friends at Edwards Food Giant, and I think I'm going to do me a little pork belly burnt ends. It's going to be good.
Right now.
Yeah. I'm going to go check them out, probably grab me some house-made brats to make along with it, but I'm definitely – going to Edwards up on Cantrell, Mississippi. I bet you go over to Lakewood, too.
I did go to Lakewood to see the new beer selection.
I was going
to
say. Yeah.
If you don't know, we can now buy above 6.3 at the grocery store, 6.3%. And
you got a little shock when you were in there this last week.
I was excited to
see
it.
Got a lot more selection of local and national beers that are a little bit higher of ABV.
Yeah, they got a great selection in there.
Yeah. And
pretty comparable prices to
Yeah.
So they've come down. Honestly, they came down on some beers, I thought.
That's good.
So, yeah.
That's good.
I've been buying my beer there.
But if you're like me and you plan on throwing something, and my buddy Steve's listening, he said, hell yes, I'm hungry. go check our friends out, Edwards Food Giant, Cantrell, Mississippi, or Lakewood Village. Also, they have a location out in Bryant for our Saline County folks.
I didn't know that.
They do, out in Bryant. Go check out some Swift All Natural Pork Certified Angus Beef. My personal favorite, their house-made brats. And if you're wanting to throw a little money out, get some of that dry-aged steak in the chambers they have now. So go see our friends at Edwards Food Giant and go by the beer aisle and pick up some beer. Anyway, all right, let's get Larry back on. Sorry, Larry, we had to pay some bills there real quick. Help keep the show on. Help keep the show on, man. So you guys well, let's get it. We know you like stouts. What mm-hmm. what I know you and Jennifer you said y'all kind of see eye to eye on some things, but what kind of beers, what style should we expect from the Fermentary?
Yeah, when we open, of course, we need some time to dial in our system, too. But when we open, we're going to start with, you'll probably see a theme with some of our beers, but we'll start with an American Wheat, an Amber Ale, a Pale Ale, and a West Coast IPA. Those are going to be our four staples that we open with. And we really want to bring back the West Coast IPA as sort of a crisp, refreshing drink right off the bike trail. But the other thing that we've got for phase two, so the phase one is the same yeast strain, obviously. So we're using a pretty simple yeast strain to get everything dialed in. Phase two is starting to get crafty. So we have a partnership with somebody that works at Treehouse. We're going to try to make the best New England IPA in Arkansas. That's our goal. And with that, we've got a different strain of yeast. So we're hoping to make something like an English mild that's really good for the trail as well. And then we're going to introduce ciders and, of course, our classic specialty cider, which is like that helped us win Little Rocktoberfest so many times over and over again, which is our butterbeer cider, which is like a butterscotch cream soda cider.
I want to make sure I heard this right. Say Treehouse?
That's right. Yeah. Wow.
I think all the crafty beer lovers know Treehouse pretty well.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. One of the better breweries in America, as far as I'm concerned, is taste-wise. I haven't been to the brewery, but sure had a lot of good beers from them.
What you guys plan on doing any off-the-wall stuff? Maybe some Imperial Stouts, anything like that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we are. In fact, we're in conversations about doing I can't remember what Jennifer calls it, but essentially everybody comes in and puts their wish in a barrel on rice paper, and we create a stout out of that. And it's sort of an annual kind of wishing well kind of thing.
That's fun.
And,
And what kind of system are you guys going to be brewing on?
Stuff like that. What kind of system? We're on a specific mechanical 15-barrel system.
15, okay. Interesting. You're going to do any sours?
Sours. Sours are something that we're going to, if we do, it'll be a kettle sour, obviously. But that's something that's going to be probably phase three. We also have plans. So we have phases of the restaurant. We have phases of the brewery. We have phases of the brewery plan. And part of the bigger plan is to open up a destination brewery sort of West Fayetteville. You guys are sort of getting an early preview here, but we really want to expand production and be a competitor for making beer in Arkansas. So, you know, we've got our sights set pretty high, pretty ambitious, but, that's what Jennifer's comfortable with. So that's what I want to do as well. But when we move out to the bigger production facility, we can make our standard beers. Then I think we have plans to make our 15-barrel system our crazy system. So I'll start doing a lot of wild Belgians and Flanders reds and sort of crazy sours and things like that.
Well, you could call it a test system or a small batch, but 15 barrels isn't,
it's
isn't
pretty
a
big,
real small batch. That's still a pretty good batch of beer.
So what? Let me ask you this: as a home brewer, what are some of your favorite beers to brew?
So my favorite beer to brew is a Belgian dark strong. Of course, I've got Belgian roots, so that's why I love all kinds of Belgian beers. But I do have to give a shout out to our Ozark Zymergist up here at Homebrew Club in Northwest Arkansas. We've been working on a barrel project for 4 years now, and we made a Flanders Red that's a Solera project. It is absolutely phenomenal, you guys. So if you get a chance to come up here, hit me up, and I'll hook you up with some of that and let you taste it.
I will be back soon.
So, Bat, Scott's up there about once a weekend, once a month, once every couple months.
I try to get – I mean, you've got just such a big brewing scene from your homebrew clubs to all the breweries that are around. You guys all seem to work pretty good together. It's a neat community. I enjoy coming up there and hanging around for a weekend and just going running around seeing everybody. They treat me like they know me, and that makes me feel good.
That's because they do know you.
Because I'm in there all the time.
Yeah.
But most of the places are like, it's just a brotherhood.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying we don't have that here, but we have a lot less number of breweries, and we don't have that here.
Yeah, I mean,
as much.
Yeah, to the extent Northwest. Now, I'm looking here, Larry, and not only are you guys got beer right now and you plan on making beer, it looks like you guys have a pretty strong cocktail program.
Oh? I haven't looked at this menu. Let me check this menu.
Yeah. See, Scott, you got to do a little research.
we have an excellent bartender, and just like our beer flavor program, we've got a cocktail flavor program. So it's not just beer. And that was one of the biggest complaints, especially from my wife. I drive her nuts all the time. We get to travel. Can we do something besides beer? Like, yeah, okay.
Well, I feel you on that because my wife may have like one beer a year, and it's usually because I'm forcing her to try something she doesn't want to. What I like going into, and I know in some states and some areas there's some legalities of breweries and liquor, but the laws in Arkansas have gotten pretty good in the fact that you guys can serve mixed drinks now, and I'm looking something that Scott's not going to be surprised here, but the first thing that caught my eye was the blueberry cucumber mule.
They posted that.
Yeah, that's our number one seller.
I saw that on Facebook. Yeah, that sounds really good.
Well, I love mule. Well, I love Mexican mules, really. I love my mules with tequila versus vodka, but I have an affinity for cucumber. Ask John Lee the next time you see him, Larry. Just say, hey, you got any plans on brewing a cucumber melon saison?
Larry
just see what he
remembers
says.
That beer because
do you
that
remember
was
a, that?
That was an Oktoberfest winner before Rebel Kettle was Rebel Kettle.
Yeah,
and I think they won some with that. It was a really delicious beer.
Yeah.
My wife's always hitting him up because she's like, "Hey, are you gonna make like her favorite beer in Little Rock was Lake and Flake when they had Rebel Kettle."
Oh man, so good. So he's
always like, when are you going to toast some coconuts, buddy?
Well, not only drinks, man. I got to say the food menu looks fantastic, too.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here looking at a picture of the bangers and mash. And that I have an affinity for. Here in town, if you ever – Dugan's Pub has a pretty good bangers and mash downtown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I got to tell you, man, that one right there is just – that's calling my – that's tugging my strings,
so,
Scott. But
what is your food – I wouldn't say theme, but kind of your – when somebody asks, what kind of restaurant are you, if you've got to kind of say, what would you say you're leaning towards?
Yeah, sort of a European pub style with an American flair is the way I would describe it. I listened to your commercials earlier, but we use certified Angus beef as well. So Edward's Food Giant is onto something there. And we're super picky about our food. Like we're super picky about our beer. So if you can imagine smash burgers that are just detailed to the nines, that's us. And if you want to get like Also, if you want to order dinner, it's more of a traditional pub style dinner. It's like you can order a half chicken and eat like a king. Yeah, short ribs and grits are also a staple. Yeah.
Hey, I've got plenty of buddies up there. I'm going to send them by to be a spy for me to see, order a little something.
That way, when you get there, you know what to get.
Yeah, and I'll
you know exactly what to get. And you guys also, you guys are you making some house-made sodas, it looks like, maybe?
Yes. In fact, we noticed that, you know, most everybody's trying to get on this, like, hey, I need to, like, slack off my alcohol. And we love to help people, you know, stay on that journey or whatever. But if you're wanting flavor, we make our own sodas as well. It's just like we can turn any of our cocktails into a mocktail for you, or we can, you know, create sort of house-made sodas just like we do our mixed drinks. So you can have the experience without all the alcohol if you want to go that route.
Well, I'm getting ahead of you again here probably, but an NA beer in Arkansas, we haven't seen too many of those attempted. I know Bradley at Hawk Moss tried a few. You guys, is that in your sights anywhere?
Not initially, not in phase one or phase two. We do have NA offerings, like, from distributors and things like that.
Yeah, and there's some pretty good ones.
I think, yeah, and I mean, I have to give a shout out to Goat Lamb, because I think Bill Adams is really trying to pick off some NA beer stuff.
Oh, okay.
So,
I haven't tried his.
That's their scene, yeah.
All right, Larry, I'm going to put you back on hold, but
we come back,
Scott
and Ford. TikTok.
Scott informed me something that I hear we kind of have somebody that's TikTok famous on the show tonight. So when we come back, be prepared to talk TikTok.
Okay. All right. That's fine.
You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed, and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Looking to upgrade your home without breaking the bank? Go to The Warehouse, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot, Arkansas's trusted source for quality flooring, including SPC vinyl waterproof flooring starting at $139 a square foot, tiles starting at 59 cents a square foot, next-gen waterproof hardwood, and many other building materials at unbeatable prices. Contractor, home builder, or DIYer, we've got what you need, in stock and ready to go. Go see the Flooring King, The Warehouse, and Natural State Wholesale, building better naturally.
Where there's Razorback football, there's the First Security Bank Fifth Quarter Post Game Show. Join Randy Rainwater, Marcus Elliott, and Trey Schaap after each Razorback game right here on 103.7 The Buzz. Listen in as they interview players and coaches and discuss each week's outcome. Get inside the huddle and the locker room with 103.7 The Buzz, bringing you all the information you want to know. It's the First Security Bank Fifth Quarter Post Game Show, only on 103.7 The Buzz. Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
We all make plans for the future, but car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See Shelter agent Kyle Stone in Pine Bluff, Justin Stewart in Malvern, or Drew Self in Hot Springs today.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Live from the Edwards Food Giant Studio, welcome back to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz, the show for beer lovers. Here again are your hosts, Bryce Knoll and Scott Pardon.
And her puppies, that's $100 cash apiece. This old boy struck it country rich at least for a couple of weeks. I owe my daddy that 50 spot and the muffler shop the rest. But Daddy and Bubba's gonna have to wait. I got an empty ice chest, boys. It's beer time. This old town's dry. Headed to the county line for something cold. I need a 12-pack in a brown paper sack. I sit down in the back, find the deep mud hole. I got my baby and some rowdy friends of mine. It's beer time.
Beer time.
It is, and we just cracked open another beer, and I was ill prepared. You brought great beer, and I brought a great beer here locally, which you know me lately. I've been all about some hazies, and I'm curious. I know Larry said they're hoping to bring back the West Coast IPA. I'm not going to say it's disappeared, but it's
harder
overshadowed.
To find. Yeah.
It's being overshadowed. Yeah. Larry, you guys plan on doing a hazy?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. We do. We're wanting to make the best hazy in Arkansas. So
well, that's why
we're trying to,
I don't know what it is, but
the treehouse.
But the last 2 years, hazies have just been my go-to, my jam. What I love.
I know, and I like styles too. like Oktoberfest. I love a good Dunkel. You know, a Dunkel makes me so happy. But then I walk into a brewery and bam, I just ordered another hazy. I'm like,
so what do you got? What do you got? Oh, yeah. Give me the hazy. Let's try the hazy.
Dunkel's one of my favorite styles ever. I would drink Dunkel all the time, and now I can't tell you the last time I had a good
Dunkel. Well, that's why I'm very surprised that with you going to Tulsa this weekend, you brought back the dark Mexican lager.
Excellent little cerveza. Yeah,
that is, man. That is
something
I could, like I told you, if that was available here, that would be in my weekly rotation.
Larry, you're talking about good West Coast. What's your go-to West Coast? You got a few?
My go-to West Coast is hard to get, but I like Pliny the Elder and Pliny the Younger.
Come on now. Let's come back to reality.
What is your favorite West Coast you can readily get available?
Readily available.
I mean, I'm trying to think of one.
Gosh.
I've got some West Coast Juicifer from Gnarly Barley in the fridge.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Wasn't there a good West Coast at Boulevard a couple years ago? I don't know why I brought up Boulevard twice.
I'm trying to.
There's just not that.
Well, he said they were going to make an American wheat, and it made you click in your head.
Oh, Boulevard unfiltered wheat.
Yeah.
Oh, I've drank.
That's
a bajillion
probably
of those.
Why you.
Bajillion all right, of those.
Larry, we got to ask, and I'll say this: while I have kids, and yes, they do have TikTok, I do not. So,
what do you?
I would have known you were a TikTok TikTok famous. But tell us, plug that a little bit. Let's see if we can get you like two more, I don't know, what do you call them? Friends followers. Or followers TikTokers. On TikTok followers, tonight.
Yeah.
I think he's got plenty. Maybe we'll get some from him. He's got 150,000 something followers.
Maybe we can get him to like do a TikTok of
We've
the link.
We've got like 700 followers on Facebook.
Yes. And send me what you want proposed on there, and I'll do a video on it. I'm actually sitting in my studio right now.
Oh, so. Nice.
So tell us a little bit. Yeah. How'd that come about?
I was just like, I like to play with technology. So I was just like, okay, well, this new thing, TikTok, came out, and it was during COVID, right? So I was like, oh, I'm bored. I want to do something. And I made this video because I saw this video of Tom Felton. And Tom Felton is Draco Malfoy from Harry Potter. And, of course, my wife and I make a butterbeer cider. I was like, oh, I got this keg of butterbeer cider. And then it just went crazy on TikTok. And I was like, okay, well, I'll keep making videos about beer and cider and stuff like that. And I started doing beer reviews and started teaching people about homebrewing on TikTok, and became my handle on TikTok is Homebrew King. So I love everything, like teaching people how to make meads and ciders and beers and anything from like how to do it on a shoestring budget to how to use a sophisticated system like I've got at home. So that's kind of... It was just more out of boredom, and I was like, hey, you know, this is actually taking off, and I like to teach people. That's like half my career is like teaching and training and stuff like that. So I love like to put together like tutorials and videos and show people how to
do it. Well, and I want to ask this, and you can answer the question or not, but can you make a little bit of money off of it?
Yeah, you can. I mean, like the last video that I made, and it was just me brewing. It was like an ASMR video. Like all you hear is basically the sounds of me brewing. And I have a microphone close to all the brewing equipment and stuff like that. So you can hear it. It hit almost 1 million views. And I got like, you know, not bad, like 300 the first month, 70 the next month, and so on and so forth. But I always get residual income from stuff too. So.
Not bad for a little video can play.
Tab for
yeah, I mean, that's a couple nights out with the wife, you know?
See, now you're making me feel that's like right. I wasted my time during COVID so badly. Like, I always wondered, like, oh, what if I was trapped at home for a year? I'd read all these books and do it. I didn't do nothing. I sat around, watched TV. Yeah. And
I did jump back into the stock market once it died. So I was about the only thing that got generous for me with COVID. No TikTok.
I watched The Office, the entire series, like twice. I didn't do anything. Well, that's great, man. Love to hear it. I'm going to have to get on TikTok, I guess.
Yeah, I'm going to – you may
– I'm a little late to the game here. I'm not exactly
– I'm going to go home and get on my 16-year-old's TikTok and get on there. So you may have a new follower from a 16-year-old, Larry. Just
I'm
so
still
I can
on
see
MySpace. Yeah. I have a MySpace account.
Yeah. Do you play music?
I try
on
to
there?
Keep it pretty clean, so it's more educational.
No, and that's probably what I've got a young one that watches a ton of those style videos on YouTube, and I bet they originate from TikTok, and that's it. I've seen stuff that's very, stuff that would interest me or my wife. That's very. Clean and friendly and stuff that
you gotta have somewhere to post all your dance moves. I know you got some serious dance moves. Boom, you hit them on TikTok, you get big in there. You get huge.
So
you can dance in Edwards Food Giant. Dance down the
maybe we
aisles.
Maybe me and you should go do a commercial for our channel in Edwards Food Giant. We got to get Larry to come down to produce it.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
obviously he knows what he's doing.
We got ideas here.
So no big deal or no surprise here. We talked about this first of the show. We got a Razorback game, first game Saturday in Fayetteville.
Hey, now are y'all the closest brewery to Fayetteville? No, Columbus House.
No.
Crisis.
No, there's plenty of great breweries in Fayetteville. But,
well, I think
he
meant
closest
to.
Going south.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say if anybody's coming up and they're going to get up there Friday afternoon or early Saturday morning, they want to come check you guys out before the game because 3:00 kickoff, and not everybody goes and tailgates. Some
everybody
people,
that's cool.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Come on.
Old people like me and you, Scott, we go find a brewery and post up, and about an hour before the game, we go to the game. How do they find you guys if they're looking for you?
So we're off the Lowell exit, and if you look, the easiest way to find us is our address on Google, but the next easiest way is take the Lowell exit, and you want to go west off the Lowell exit, and we'll be right behind the Taco Bell that's over there off of West Monroe Avenue.
Okay. Is that by the trampoline place? Isn't there like a jump?
It's across the street from the trampoline
place. Okay. Hey, look at me, man. I know Lowell.
Yeah. It's been about a year, but I've been by that area. There's a local beer distributor down the street from you guys that I had to go to a meeting to one day. Larry, I got to tell you, thank you for jumping on. I wouldn't call it last minute, but you saved us this week from our listeners have to listen to me and Scott ramble for an hour about nothing.
Yeah, we never planned the show till like 2 days before, so I guess it was Tuesday. We were like, hey, let's get a guest.
Well, and I want to say this, when you guys get up and brewing, we'd love to have you back on. And even if you guys want to venture down to Little Rock, we would love to have you in studio.
Hey, it sounds like one of those phases you're going to be trying to sell some beer in Little Rock. So come on down, sit here in the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'll tell you a fun fact. Our in-laws live in Bryant. Maybe y'all can make an extra long weekend
and come in on a Thursday once you guys start getting some beer out there. And
Bryce
bring some
hook
beer.
Some Edwards Food Giant steaks on the grill and we'll hang out.
Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Well, right. Larry, right. I got to tell you, thanks for calling in. Next time I'm up in that area, I'm definitely going to stop by.
Yeah,
I'll see you Scott soon. Will see you probably tomorrow.
as soon as I get off work, I'll try.
But, Larry, thanks for joining us tonight here on Tap Time.
Hey, and best of luck to you guys. I hope it really goes well. Great to see another brewery up there with some people who love beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Larry. Man, I honestly, outside of the beer, I mean, the food, the atmosphere, it just sounds like a place I could. Me
I was
and you
thinking,
could go
well,
and
I'll
hang
wait
out.
Until December to go up there and check out the food and the beer. But there's.
If you're up,
there
you'll be up there a couple times by between now and then.
I may go to a Razorback game and wander by there.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, I know you've got.
Oh, I got one thing I got to drop.
A new beer, or not a new beer, but a rebranded beer.
And a new beer
from our friends over at New Providence. And then. Our buddy Theron over at Stone's Throw, he texted me yesterday or a couple days ago and was like, hey, I want to come on, but I can't do it this Thursday. But they got a beer that I believe they just dropped today that we can quick chat about. You're listening to Tap Time on 103.7 The Buzz.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
Did you hear about a beer on Tap Time and can't remember what the name was? Did you miss a broadcast or simply want to listen to the show again? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Barton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, go to the Facebook page Tap Time LR for all your news and information on beers and breweries that the guys have discussed and get the most up-to-date information on what's going on in the Arkansas beer scene. Southern Tail Brewing is now open in Little Rock's East Village. Join them at the forefront of this exciting venture where dogs and beer unite to create an unforgettable experience. Discover a haven where you can indulge in delicious craft beer and great food. Southern Tail Brewing, 900 East 9th Street in Little Rock.
We all have that nagging pain. For me, it was in my back, and I thought it would go away if I kept running. If I really worked on my core strength, it might dissipate. Well, guess what? That's not always the case. Hey, everybody, Josh Neighbors here for QC Kinetics. If you have that continued pain, you should schedule your free consultation today with the medical professionals at QC Kinetics. They've turned around thousands of lives with their regenerative treatments that work with your body to restore and repair damaged joint tissue. And these are natural therapies, so we're not heading to the pharmacy all the time. We're not going back to the doctor after surgery all the time. And the best news is you can bring your x-rays and MRI to QC Kinetics. It's a no-pressure chat and a thorough evaluation that could change your life. So stop living with that day-to-day joint and muscle pain.
So grab the phone right now and give them a call, 501-214-5880. Ask about that free consultation at 501-214-5880. Once again, 501-214-5880.
The Razorback Raffle is back. This raffle is a new and exciting way to support Razorback athletics, whether you're inside Razorback Stadium or calling the Hogs anywhere in the great state of Arkansas. Our inaugural raffle jackpots grew to nearly $500,000 last spring. Now you can be our next big winner, even if you're not in the stadium. Get your raffle ticket purchased to have a chance to win big right now at RazorbackRaffle.com.
Born in the Ozarks and brewed in Rogers, Arkansas, New Province Brewing Company is producing some of the finest and uniquely crafted beer in Arkansas. Enjoy their bold and beautiful Philosopher King IPA, the sophisticated Fallen Queen Belgian-style Whitby, an easy-drinking Spacesuit Session Ale, or one of their many delicious seasonals and rotators. Whatever the occasion, seize the day, craft your empire, and reach for the New Province. Go to newprovincebrewing.com for more information.
Want to listen to Tap Time while you're away from the radio? Now you can listen to Bryce Nall and Scott Parton talk about beer anytime you want on Spotify. Just go to Spotify and search Tap Time in the podcast section. Also, look for Tap Time on Facebook at Tap Time LR.
Beer, check. Certified Angus beef, check. Swift All Natural pork, check. House-made brats, check. Tap Time's fall and tailgate list is complete, thanks to Edwards Food Giant. Looking for local and national craft beer? They have that. Looking for domestic beer? They also have that. Looking for imports or seltzers? They have that as well. Get your friends together and get those ice chests iced. Get those grills lit and go by any Central Arkansas Edwards Food Giant for all your beer and grilling needs.
All right, Scott, real quick, you got a new beer from our friends over at New Province coming out.
Well, what you were talking about was I saw a fancy new New Province kind of rebranded a bit. You know, they did some changes
looks
on
great.
Their cans.
Yeah.
Oh, I love the new line. But the Mindful Hive, which I've always been a big fan of, the Honey Rye Golden Ale, they got a new label for it. You'll see out soon. Delicious. But here's the one. John had talked about this 2 weeks ago on the show. The new Uncharted series. Changing it up a little. They've been kind of fruity. This one is called the Spice and Tea Exchange, and it's an Earl Grey IPA. So it's brewed with Earl Grey, lavender, all these words are so great, milk sugar, and vanilla. And that, I believe, is getting brewed this week. So that's going to be a good one. Look for that on the shelves.
And then I don't know much about the beer, but our friends over at Stone's Throw had a beer released today in the tap room, I believe. It's called Regular Beer. I tried to get Theron to call in, and he said he's running trivia tonight and didn't have time, but he said he is hired somebody to run trivia, so he is more than welcome to come up anytime after tonight. But it's called Regular Beer, so I'm assuming...
Sounds like a beer drinker's
it's
beer.
I'm assuming it's either a light beer, just a classic lager that... a good, crisp lager that...
There's a lot of times when I just want a regular beer. That sounds perfect.
Yeah, great name.
I'll check that out this week.
So I believe that released today. And then, Scott, real quick, I know we only have a couple of seconds here. Next show may or not be...
May or may not be on the road,
and we may go 3 weeks instead of two. But
we'll know tomorrow.
We'll know tomorrow, and we'll put it out on Facebook. But if it's 3 weeks from now, we might be at an anniversary party or something.
It's going to be a good one.
Anyway, Scott, I'll see you before 2 or 3 weeks. But, hey, have a good trip down. No, I won't see you because have a good trip to Georgia.
I'll be back.
And I can't wait to hear a recap from your trip.
It'll be a blast. Cheers, y'all.
You've been listening to Tap Time from the Edwards Food Giant Studios. Tune in again for another round coming up soon, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.